What's up, podcast friends? I'm happy to announce that we've teamed up with some fantastic affiliate partners to further enhance your overall college journey. They are Dormco, Prep Expert, and Prep Sportswear. So do you or someone you know need stylish dorm decor, trendy college apparel, or top-notch test prep? Whether it's creating a cozy home away from home, flaunting the latest in college apparel, or securing top-notch test prep help, we've got you covered. Check out our affiliate links in the show notes within each of these categories, which we believe will help you, our listeners. Please note that if you make a purchase through any of our affiliate links, the podcast does get a small commission. But rest assured, we would only promote products that we believe in and feel would benefit our listeners. So check out the links in the show notes and share with anyone that you think may benefit. Thank you and best wishes to all. Welcome to The Cap, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you today Mario Walker, who is an admissions counselor at Marquette University. Mario, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. Excited.
It is our pleasure and honor. Thank you again, Mario. And what is it that you love about Marquette University that makes it so appealing for so many students to want to apply and ultimately attend?
Yeah, I think the opportunities. I think that's the big thing that Marquette provides for a lot of students. The opportunities to meet people from, you know, over 50 different states, from over 80 different countries. So a multitude of students and faculty members. And then to also, honestly, the opportunities outside the classroom as well. So, you know, the community feel Marquette has is very vibrant. You see that throughout your time on campus, through your interactions with us as admission counselors, through students, all those type of things. You can just get a feel for it. We have a great alumni network that spans across the globe. So a lot of different opportunities for students to meet a lot of really cool and driven people. But really outside the classroom, opportunities for jobs, opportunities for internships, opportunities for volunteering, opportunities for, you know, for all those type of aspects to grow, not only from an academic standpoint, get that degree, but really also to just become a better human and person overall in life.
Well, you mentioned the many opportunities and we appreciate that. You also talked about life on campus. So Mario, what can you tell us about life on campus and the surrounding area outside of the classroom?
Yeah, so our campus, it's a very, it's not a commuter campus, it's a very live on campus. 90% of our students do stay on Marquette's campus. Freshmen and sophomores are required to do it. But with that, there's a lot of students outside and you really get that feel. It's a big, large community, very welcoming. We're in the downtown area of Milwaukee. We don't have any gates or fences. So we are a very urban campus. And that's intentional because Marquette is a part of the Milwaukee community. It's not its own separate part, but they really go hand in hand with each other. So for students, I always encourage students, we want you to fall in love with Marquette, but you have to fall in love with the city of Milwaukee as well. There's a lot of opportunities for food, internships. We have the Milwaukee Bucks, who hopefully are the future NBA champions. We have our Cat Men's basketball team as well, and then a lot of cool concert shows. We also are known as the city of festivals here in Milwaukee. So we have festivals that take place in the spring all the way until about the fall. Our winters do get brutal, so I will be honest about that. We have Summerfest, which is the largest, oldest music festival here in Milwaukee in the downtown area, which is very close to our campus as well. So it's always fun. I always encourage students, stay in Milwaukee or, you know, in Marquette, on Marquette, on campus, or whatever it may be in the surrounding area, just to get an insight and fall in love with the beautiful city that it is.
Well, it definitely is a beautiful city, the city of Milwaukee, of course. And I appreciate how you talked about the fact that Marquette is not a commuter school, and 90% of your students actually live on campus. I think that's phenomenal, and it shows to the culture of the campus, which must be thriving.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Mario. We appreciate that. And can you tell us about some of the unique or standout academic programs offered at Marquette?
Yeah, so we're really known a lot for our health kind of options that we offer at Marquette, but we have a lot of growing programs as well. It really depends on what a student is interested in. Business is one of our growing programs. It's our newest building on campus. Nursing, we're very known for nursing. It's a direct entry nursing program, 4 years, try to get students 97% pass on the NCLEX rate by the time they finish Marquette. So having that, and we're doing a lot of renovation. So that's the big thing about Marquette too, similar to Milwaukee. Growing, always looking for opportunities. Definitely a lot of construction, though. So that's another thing. So it was a lot of construction, but we're building a new nursing building. We're building a new student success center as well, which is added to our library. We're also building a new recreation facility. So a lot of projects coming along just to assist students' experiences. But as far as academics go, our nursing program is very popular. We have a lot of advanced programs as well. So direct entry programs. So we have physical therapy, which means you can graduate a little bit earlier than usual. So it is essentially a 6-year program for students rather than the 7 or 8 that it may be at other institutions of doing undergrad, then graduate work. So you pretty much do your undergraduate degree and your graduate degree at Marquette for physical therapy, physician assistant, occupational therapy, advanced degrees in business. I think those are our most popular ones. And then engineering is a big one as well, that continues to grow and thrive as well. Also one of our newer buildings on campus. And really, speaking back to that outside the classroom experience, it's because of the opportunities we provide for students outside the classroom. So particularly with the health fields, we have like our own cadaver labs on campus. So if students want to work with dead bodies, they're able to do that. We have our own simulation labs on campus as well. So a mother mannequin can pop up a baby mannequin, cry, do all that other crazy stuff, tell you what's wrong. And then just we partner with a lot of health centers and clinics. So students are able to do clinicals as well towards the end of their time here. And then for engineering specifically, we have the opportunity to co-op. So we have a lot of different co-op opportunities, which is essentially an internship. So students are able to work as an engineer, get paid as an engineer, and not take classes throughout that time either. So you don't have to worry about that. You're just working, getting that paycheck, and getting that experience, and ultimately getting that job offer. And the great part about Marquette, too, what I love, even though I say fall in love with Milwaukee, fall in love with Marquette, but we want you to fall in love with the opportunities and take advantage of those too. So these opportunities are not just limited to Wisconsin or Milwaukee. You can go anywhere, essentially. One of my best friends actually went to New York for a co-op program. I won't call him my best friend because I didn't know he went until he came back. Learned that he went to New York for a co-op program, which is a really cool thing as well.
Well, that's great. You mentioned all of the opportunities. You talked about the business program, nursing, physical therapy, and engineering, just to name a few. Yeah. I also appreciate that you talked about all of the renovations going on and how Marquette is growing, which is a tremendous sign, and things are looking even better for the future, which is terrific. Mm-hmm. So let's dig into the application process itself, Mario, at Marquette. How does Marquette approach the application review process, and what factors are considered in the admissions decision?
Yeah, so for the application review process, we really break it up in 3 terms of fit for us at admission counselors at Marquette. It's really the academic fit, the financial fit, and the personal fit. So that's the big thing. For the process, we as a student obviously submit the application. We require an essay and things like that. We require a high school transcript, and then we require an extracurricular activities list because we want to see how involved you are. Other than that, we're test optional. So ACT, SAT, when students take it, they don't have to submit those test scores if they would not like to. Our mantra is whatever you feel, put your best foot forward. That's what you should do. So there's students who feel uneasy about it, you know, and tests are not the best test takers. I know I for sure was not the best ACT test taker myself. I had to submit my test score. I still got into Marquette and everything like that. But do know that for us, you know, GPA test scores aren't the end all be all. We really have a holistic review process at Marquette. We're looking at everything that you send us. So we're not just looking at the GPA or the test score. We're looking at everything that you send us to kind of get a better feel for you. And it's really about finding that fit to see if it works out for you and Marquette.
And I appreciate how you broke down the fit in 3 parts: academic, personal, and financial. Of course, you mentioned that you are in fact test optional, which is always a good thing to know. So let's talk about the review process just a little bit further. The transcript, Mario, is the most important part of the academic portion of the application. Can you walk us through what you're looking for when reviewing an applicant's transcript, and does it differ based on the student's intended major?
Yes. So the great part about transcript, we really just try to look at what type of classes students are taking. And like you kind of already like alluded to, it does depend on what major. So students who are interested in nursing, we really do look for those science courses. If you're interested in business, Marquette is a very math heavy type business with accounting, economics, taking pre-calc, calculus, whatever it may be, but it is math heavy. So we look at the type of classes depending on major. We do want students to challenge themselves, but obviously don't overdo it. Like I always encourage students to challenge themselves, especially, you know, even towards the end of their time there when senior year, because it just assists us with the review process as well. To know what type of class you're taking, you're still challenging yourselves. I know senioritis is a thing. So some students are probably like, all right, I'm chilling. I just want to, you know, finish out, which is completely okay. I had senioritis in my high school career, probably sophomore year, but just make sure, you know, you're still challenging yourselves and preparing yourself for that next journey if it is college, especially if you're interested in one of those more rigorous programs such as nursing, engineering, business, because we really look for those science, math classes. And then for like any of our other majors, you know, it really depends on what you're interested in studying. But we look at the whole transcript, but do know that some classes may weigh a little bit heavier than the others.
Well, we appreciate that advice. And Mario, how else can students stand out in the admissions process? In other words, are there any particular qualities or experiences that Marquette values in their applicants?
So we don't, I won't say we have any like anything that specific we're looking for students within the application that we're like, all right, this student is a little better than this one because they have, you know, so-and-so program or whatever they're doing. Because we review everyone holistically and individually, there is no comparing of students. So we really want to review students based upon what they're doing. One thing I would say students can do just to stand out in general, demonstrate the interest is the big thing. Connecting with your admission counselor. We're not scary people. I know people get scared, you know, and things like that. Like, yes, we're reading your applications. Yes, we're, you know, we're communicating with you and all that type of things. But that does not mean we're scary people. We're fun. We love working with students and families. No matter what the question or whatever it is, there's never a question that's, you know, not important to ask. You should always ask your questions and connect with us. But coming to visit on campus if you can, that's a big one too. We love seeing students come to our campus, or even when we go out to certain areas in high school, we love seeing students and talking to them and making those connections, because ultimately that's what it really is all about, is making that connection with us so you can learn more about Marquette and kind of see if it is the fit for you.
Well, that's terrific. You heard it here first. Demonstrated interest is a thing at Marquette. Visit if you can and reach out, like Mario said, to make those connections. We really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So digging deeper into the overall application, obviously students submit an essay. How important is the essay in the admissions process? And do you have any tips for students on how to craft a compelling essay?
Yeah, I think everything that you submit is important. So the essay is important for that, because it's really how we can get to know you as a student. A lot of students use personal statements for the essays, which we allow for students to do. We actually have about 8 or 9 different prompts students can use or choose from for the essay component for our application. So there's a lot of variety in what you can do for an essay. We really just want to see a piece of your writing, get to know you a little bit more. One of the essay options is attaching an essay you did in high school. We just really want to see a piece of your writing, see what you're interested in, see, you know, learn a little bit more about you. It's really just trying to learn more about you and get a feel for you. But ultimately, you know, just seeing a piece of writing, you know, and things like that.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing. And I know, Mario, that you offer interviews for the purpose of scholarships. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so there are some scholarships that we offer interviews for. COVID did the great thing and allowed us to do virtual things. So I think that's the one great thing that COVID did, is allowing people to have the flexibility to do virtual things. So we have a lot of virtual interview opportunities. So for our honors program, which is technically not a scholarship, but we do interviews for that. We do interviews for some of our more like full tuition scholarships or higher end scholarships, where we do virtual interviews interview. Some may require in person. So we do have the only school of dentistry in Wisconsin on Marquette's campus. So for that, they require interviews. Some of them have to be in person for that. But for the most part, they do offer virtual options for that too. But there's a lot of different options for that. But it really depends on which scholarship you're applying for. But we do offer interviews within that regard. For admissions into Marquette, we don't do interviews or anything like that. We do offer like in-person appointments whenever we're in certain areas of the U.S. So if students have any questions or anything like that, we won't call it an interview. We call it like an appointment, you know, get to know it. Again, going back to connecting with your admission counselor.
Well, we appreciate all the insight. Thank you so much. And what are the different ways a student may apply to Marquette? And is there a benefit to applying one way over the other?
So there is not a benefit to apply one way or the other. The great thing about Marquette, we don't have early action. We don't have early decision, anything like that. Every year, our application opens on August 1st. It's completely free. We are through the Common App or through our website. We're indifferent on which way you submit it. As long as you're submitting a Marquette application, don't submit on both, because then that would just get confusing and things like that. But we're on the Common Application or through our website, and it's free. Apply. December 1st is our priority deadline, so that's essentially where, you know, apply, get your materials in by December 1st. We will still accept applications after that, but we'll only admit students based upon space. So basically, I encourage students to get those applications into us before that December 1st deadline. The great part about that, Marquette does this great thing of packaging a gift for students right before Christmas and notifying them of the decision. So it's typically around late December, right before, not right before, not Christmas Eve, but that December 19th through like 20-something range where students find out their decisions into Marquette or not.
Well, that's terrific. Thank you so much for the insight. And I'm happy to hear that the application, in fact, is free. That's terrific and good to know. Can you explain, Mario, what opportunities Marquette offers students that may have had an IEP while in high school in terms of helping to ensure that they continue to be successful once they're on your campus?
Of course. Well, first, Marquette is very great with professors as far as flexibility and things like that. Professors always, for the most part, at least in my experience at Marquette, they always offer and try to make sure that students know, like, hey, if you have this, if you have anything, please let me know. You know, if we need to organize a time for, you know, different times to take a test, or if you need to send the front, send the back, however you need to learn. They're happy to accommodate students. Other than that, we do have our own Office of Disability Services here at Marquette. So students are connected with that pretty much right away throughout their time here at Marquette. And with that, they assist you with pretty much setting up all those things as far as academic, social, whatever it may be. We also have our own counseling center as well. So we have counselors that meet with students as well, which is technically not, which is kind of related to it, but just knowing that every student kind of has that threshold to go to just to have that support as well. And then one last thing I'll admit is that Marquette, every student does get an academic advisor. So you meet with them once a semester. So regardless of major, regardless of who you are, you will get an academic advisor and they will assist you with your entire plan, making sure you're set up for success. They'll notify you, you know, if you want to study abroad, you can do that. If you, you know, internships, the co-op opportunities, all the opportunities I talked about, they're happy to assist and let you know what we have available for you.
Well, that's terrific, Mario. Thank you so much for the comprehensive explanation of all the great things that Marquette has to offer. It certainly sounds like you have something for everyone. And by the way, I always put the Office of Undergraduate Admissions, of course, in this case, it's Marquette University, in the podcast episode show notes. If there's any other link, Mario, that you want to share with me so that I could provide it to the students and their parents in the show notes, just send it to me. And of course, we'll make it available. So this has been a phenomenal conversation, Mario. Unfortunately, it leads us to our last question, which is, what are your top three pieces of advice for students and their parents getting ready for the college admissions process?
Yeah, so my big advice, don't be afraid to ask questions. So that's one. Don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, connect with us. We're not scary people. next thing I would say, get involved, you know, take advantage of opportunities that you have in high school. So for the students that are starting or in high school towards the end of their time, you know, get involved within that. Enjoy your time in high school. It's a lot of fun. I know people always say, like, once you pass high school, all right, it's downhill. But there's a lot of cool things that high school has to offer. Even if teachers, you feel like teachers are, like, kind of bugging you or whatever, they're doing it because they love you. So they're doing it because they love you and they know how it's like. So listen to your teachers too. And then my last piece of advice, I always say this, don't wait until it's too late, .. Don't procrastinate. I was a terrible applicant for applying to colleges. So, of course, I became an admission counselor just to try to fix my ways and help other people. But I did not apply to any scholarships. I applied to Marquette after the priority deadline, as I encourage people to do it before. I was the student that, counselors were like, all right, this student is not serious about college. But just make sure you're doing the applications. Try to keep track of all your deadlines. If you need extensions or anything like that, again, please reach out to me or other schools and things like that. I don't know how other schools do it, but reach out to us. We're happy to assist. Make sure you apply to scholarships that you fit. And then just make sure you're taking advantage of every opportunity that you can. Don't overwork yourself. Don't stress yourself out too much. But definitely try to take advantage of every opportunity that you can just to make yourself a better applicant for the college search process.
Well, Mario, thank you so much again for the insight, the advice. This was truly terrific, and it sounds like Marquette is obviously an awesome place to spend 4 years and, frankly, beyond. I can't thank you enough, and I'm so happy, as I know that this conversation is going to help so many students and their parents. I hope to have you again, Mario. You were awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP. I want to welcome back Sean Patel, who's the CEO and founder of Prep Expert. Sean, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, John. Just wanted to do a quick shout out for an amazing deal that we have for College Admissions Process podcast listeners. We're offering 30% off all Prep Expert SAT and ACT courses and tutoring. It's live online. We've got the best score improvement guarantees in the industry. You'll get taught by 99th percentile instructors. And you can save 30% off when you go to the show notes of the College Admissions Process podcast, grab your discount code for 30% off, and click the link in the show notes.
Thank you, Sean. So great to have you again. And to everyone out there, please note that if you make a purchase through any of our affiliate links, the podcast gets a commission. But rest assured that we would only promote products that we believe in and feel would benefit our listeners. Thank you all, and best wishes.